right, we're sitting here with our new friend Carla Wade, CRO of Lot Links.
Newly appointed.
Yes, once removed, newly appointed. And I have to say, when's the shoe game for Friday?
Thank you. Thought I'd bust out the vintage Burberrys for today.
Oh my goodness, I don't even know what that means, but when you say it with
it's
your accent,
Burberry.
It sounds even better.
You know
better.
What a Burberry
no,
is.
I do now.
Oh, see, now you know.
Not
vintage,
cultured.
Apparently.
Vintage Burberrys. Thanks for staying with us. We love it when the first conversation we have with someone. Our paths have crossed a lot, but we've never sat down.
That's true, yeah. Glad to be here.
So, newly appointed CRO, how long have you been with Lot Links, though?
So, it has been literally a year. So my first week in on the job was actually with them at NADA last year.
Oh, that's jumping right in,
what
the pool.
Just in the pool.
Both feet straight in.
What was your role when you started?
So I was senior VP of biz dev, and what that meant was helping Lot Links kind of create that SDR team and inside sales team to grow their market share. It didn't exist then, and that was their year for growth, and so I came in to help them get that done.
I'm curious, what were you doing before Lot Links?
Before that, I was with Automotive Mastermind for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I was at the retailer store for about 15 years.
Oh,
were you really?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
very
yeah.
cool. So what, man, now I got a whole long story.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's stay on track, okay? Because retail.
Focus.
All right, let's stay on track. So over the past year, obviously working with a company like Lot Links that has equal share in data and marketing,
yes.
right? What have you learned about the industry that has been unique to the viewpoint of Lot Links?
Yeah, so, you know, I think one of the hardest hurdles is trying to get dealers to think differently, right? Because a lot of it predicates upon leads, which is kind of what we know, been the main staple diet. If you don't have leads, you don't have opportunities. And so the way that Lot Links operates, it's not bringing the leads, but it's bringing the efficiency and the intelligence for you to be able to operate in a better and more succinct manner for the dealer as well as with your customers. And it's almost like, for example, when a customer walks into a store, it's not always all about price. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the
Absolutely.
Right model, it's gas efficiency. So there's a number of different factors that come into that. And then, of course, price is a factor, but it's not the only factor.
Yep.
And that's the same way that I kind of view Lot Links for a dealership, where we may not be that lead provider, but we're helping to make sure that you are putting the appropriate budgets on the right cars, looking at your VINs in a very strategic manner. And it's that conduit to helping you have that rounded package to get rid of your inventory and sell to more customers.
So you said you train SDRs, is that right? She's like, let me put this little bow on this for you here real quick, because I've told my people how to say that.
Actually, twice. I love to talk
because, you know, across the industry, a lot of times from industry partner to dealer,
yeah.
there's this kind of battle and like, you don't really know what I do, but there is sales on either side of it. And you're
yes.
leading a sales organization that is doing a similar thing. When you think about leading a sales organization to bring a product to market like Lot Links, what are some of the key things that you're thinking about as you develop and
yeah.
build a team like that?
Yeah. So, A, it's passion behind the product, right? You have to love what you're selling and you have to believe in it. And I truly believe that Lot Links has such a unique technology. Listen, I've been around for a little while. I used to be the decision maker for technology in the dealership. I worked at another SaaS auto organization before that. And when I saw what Lot Links has and what it delivers to the dealerships, that's what really brought me to the company first and foremost. Mm. I'm like, that is cutting edge and I want to be a part of it.
And now you can transfer that passion to
Absolutely.
Someone else.
Absolutely. Yep. So I think really standing behind and believing in your product is baseline.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a lot of people say they do, but
I can tell.
Feel it.
She's like, it's at my core right here.
And I'm a little demonstrative too.
Yeah, right. Actually, you know what? One of the things that we used to say all the time is like, get people driving the product, right? In the automotive sales side, it's like, hey, if everybody's driving your product, they're going to be more passionate about
yeah.
it. And they're going to love it more. And then it's going to sell more because they're passionate about the product. And that's a difficult thing in the SaaS world because you can't get that person to buy the product.
Yeah.
They have to buy the belief in the product
yes.
and the idea around the product because they can't like own it, take it home with them
right.
and share stories about how it impacted their life.
What's transfer of ownership? The the right. classic sales technique. Well, why don't you feel it?
Oh, yeah. Sit here.
Here's the other side of that. That's
a tough move.
So true.
All right. So now you've taken the CRO role, which is very similar, I'm sure, but an elevated role for your role at LotLinks. What are you hopeful for and what are you driving toward in the next year?
Yeah. So what I'm really excited about the most, and I feel like this is going to be like our pinnacle year, is having an opportunity now to kind of bring a few departments together, right? So being a CRO, I'm only overlooking now the SDR team and inside sales, but also field sales, as well as performance management, enablement, right? Rev operations. So bringing all of that process, training, people, service together, just allows us to have a more rounded and more prepared team to kind of hit the ground running and grab the world by its horns.
Man, I'm going to be watching now.
I know. I'm watching. I'm watching the whole year. We're coming back to NEDA next year. We're going to be like, what happened? Yeah. She's going to be like,
how did you do?
Yeah, it's going to, we got to tell this story. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's great
Absolutely.
To meet you. And
you
great
too.
To just hear your passion.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity and keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Love it. So thanks a lot.